Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the court with Coach Bud, with your boys, Rick and John, here in the Kia Studios on 92.9 The Game, home of the Hawks. And, Coach, good morning. It is trade deadline day, and for us hoop heads, this is a big, big day. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Yeah, I'm sure The whole NBA fans are waiting to see what's happening out there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Are you following Adrian Wojnarowski on ESPN on Twitter? Because, of course, he is the source. He is the gospel coach.
No, I know. I don't really do the Twitter thing, and I don't follow. It's no offense to Woj. I don't follow anybody. But I know it eventually will get to me through Twitter or through somehow. Woj will tell us what's happening around the league.
Hey, Coach, one of the great charitable endeavors that you're a part of is the Atlanta Food Bank, and I see where you're going to donate $15 per team assist to the community food bank. Why is that important to you?
Yeah, I think it's such an important, thing that every community is dealing with, and, of course, Atlanta and northern Georgia just fighting hunger and trying to provide for people who are in need. And it's all different, it's from young children and school-age children to, people that are seniors. And it's hard for me to think about somebody being hungry and, not having something to provide for them or to give them nourishment and get them through the day. And the food bank does an amazing job. And, how can we have an impact in our community? How can we give back? I've been and our organization's been incredibly blessed. So, just trying to help and make a difference, and hunger's something that's really important, I think, in every community.
Coach Bud, keep doing your thing with that, man. That is awesome. Coach Bud joining Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, Coach, you've worn a lot of hats in the NBA, president, head coach, assistant coach. Give us an idea of how those roles are different on trade deadline day. Like is your phone going to be ringing off the hook today, or are you like, Travis, that's on you, dude?
Yeah. Well, no doubt there's been Travis is carrying the majority, if not all, of that weight. And he's good about checking in and, seeing how everybody feels about different situations or scenarios. But my phone is pretty quiet, unless it's Travis calling to just see, how we're doing and what we think and all that. So, the GMs across the league and those guys that maybe are president and coach or whatever, they're definitely today the phone is hot.
Coach, I got to ask you, and you can tell me I'm out of bounds for asking this question, but Marco Bellinelli sits on Tuesday night. The rumors were that potentially he's going to be a guy that's moved. Was that a directive sent to you, or is that something that you guys work out internally?
Yeah, well, I guess both. I think we're just, I think in constant communication, with Travis and with the front office group and with Marco and his agent. And, I think it's just, it was the right thing, the other night. And we'll see how things transpire today and, what if anything happens. And, I think the communication's been great with Marco and his agent. They're first class people. And, we'll just see how today, how it plays out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, Coach, to me, if Marco Bellinelli is moved on, you wish him well, thank him for his service here in Atlanta, I think he will be a really nice piece for a contending team. So we'll see how that plays out. But I look forward to watching Belly maybe on a new team and making big buckets in high-leverage situations. Coach Bud hanging out with Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What is your message to Dennis Schroeder in the second half of the season?
Well, I think he's improved. I think there was a point where he turned a corner and, really I think picked up his defensive activity and his just how he could impact the game on that end of the court. And, I think, you know, I want him just to continue to grow in all areas. And I think trusting his teammates and trusting, you know, situations and the reads that he sees and makes. And, you know, sometimes I think he's competitive and he wants to do well and he takes a lot of pressure on himself. And, you know, how can we get him to, you know, to embrace that pressure of wanting to do well, but, you know, including, you know, involving teammates, trusting teammates, you know, making the right reads and those kinds of things. And really, I'm happy with how he's grown and how he's getting better. You know, I think he's not shooting it particularly from the three-point line as well as, you know, I know he'd like, we would like. And but I think he's taking, you know, mostly good shots, and I feel like he's going to make threes, and I think his percentage is going to improve as he continues to work and put the time in. And I think his shot's in a good place, but it's just, it hasn't dropped the way we'd all like it to this year. But, you know, I think, to me, probably just go back to what I started with, and I just be good defensively, be active, really compete on that end of the court. And I think it just naturally infuses his offense when he's doing that defensively.
Coach, you mentioned last year that you had frequent off-the-court conversations with Dennis. Are those more or less frequent this year?
No, I would say maybe more. I think in game, I think, you know, it's hard. Maybe people see it or watch us every night like you guys watch us closely. I think the in game coaching, the in game conversations where he and I are talking about things, you know, in the moment has just really gotten much, much better. And he's much more, you know, engaged and I think thinking the game more and interested in, how can we, you know, take advantage of situations or what is happening here or there? You know, I think that's been one of the greatest growths for both he and I, you know, to have, you know, great dialogue in the heat of the moment, in the games. And so, you know, in some ways that takes some of the need to talk, you know, away from the game as much. But he and I talk a lot, and it's a great relationship, and it's fun to, you know, think how we can get better, how he can get better, and it's, you know, how can the team get better. So, no, those dialogues and those conversations are happening, and they're happening a lot more in-game, which is really cool.
Coach, I'd like to take your temperature about how you're kind of viewing today in terms of maybe volume and maybe impact moves, because you're a very plugged-in guy, so I'm not looking for names and all that kind of stuff. Just an overall vibe from you. Do you expect popcorn to really be popping today? Or, you know, I read Woj on Twitter. He said that teams are really, really reluctant to give up first-round picks for guys like Tyreek Evans and some of the guys who have been made available. Do you anticipate it to be kind of a quiet deadline today?
Yeah, it just seems like that. It just seems like there's maybe, you know, not enough motivation, or, you know, kind of where people can meet in the middle and find things that they agree on. And, you know, it could be quiet. But, you know, there's been other times where myself or, you know, in general, people have thought that, and then all of a sudden, you know, it changes. So I don't know, whatever it is, you know, another 3 or 4 or 5 hours, we'll know. We won't be talking about it in theory. But it feels like it's going to be a little bit quiet compared to most.
Coach, we've always heard that some players wield more power than others. Did you ever have moments, or do you really believe that some of these players are facilitating trades and forcing the hands potentially of the organization they play for?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the past it's happened, and, you know, I don't, you know, what's happening this year and how it all transpires. I think it's just always different. And, but, you know, I think players and what they want and, you know, what they kind of expect. But I think, you know, the organization is going to do what's best for it, too. You know, sometimes it's in the best interest of both, and they're both, you know, willing kind of participants. So, you know, I don't know today, you know, what's going on that front. But, you know, there's players. It's a players' league, and they certainly have a voice and have a place. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they speak up and, you know, then it's just up to the organization what's best for them.
So Travis Schlenk, working the phones today, and Coach Bud chilling by the pool in advance of tonight's game in Orlando against the Magic. Coach, just kidding, of course, man. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck against the Magic tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.